Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, this week we will observe the Lord's Supper together as a church family, and I'm going to preach a message that you might not ordinarily expect to hear as part of a communion service. I'm going to preach about Judas, Judas Iscariot, the traitor, the one who betrayed Jesus. Now, someone may ask, what does Judas have to do with the Lord's Supper, and why would you preach about the darkest character in human history on such a happy, positive occasion as the observance of the Lord's Supper? Well, actually, Judas has a lot to do with the Lord's Supper. He's very prominent in the biblical record concerning the Lord's Supper, and it's for a good reason. When Paul dealt with the subject of the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, which is one of the main texts about the Lord's Supper in the Bible, he described how the Lord instituted the observance that night in the upper room with his apostles. And he began his description with these words. He said, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." And then Paul goes on to give the rest of the details. But he mentions the betrayal of Judas, the betrayal by Judas, at the very beginning of his account. In John's account of that first occasion of the Lord's Supper, Judas is also very prominent in that record. And there we see that Jesus was troubled in his spirit that one of his disciples was about to betray him. And then in Matthew and Acts, we have the aftermath of Judas's betrayal, which took place just after the Lord instituted his supper that night. So other than the Lord himself, you might say that Judas is the leading character in the Bible, in the biblical account about the Lord's Supper. Now, why do you suppose that's true? Why would God cast a spotlight on Judas in connection with the Lord's Supper? Well, there's a very good reason for it, and that's going to be the heart of the message tomorrow morning. And it's a message not for those who are separated from the Lord's church and not for those who never gather to observe the Lord's Supper. The message that comes from God's Word about Judas is for professing Christians who would be in such a service, who would gather to observe the Lord's Supper. So I want to just encourage you to be sure to be in church tomorrow and hear this message. I'm going to call it Betraying Innocent Blood. Those are words that are taken right from the biblical account in Matthew. And so come hear this message, Betraying Innocent Blood. And it's a message for professing Christians who would gather for such a service as we'll have tomorrow. So I hope to see you at Grace tomorrow morning. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, we want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. Let me tell you where we are located. We meet at 12930 Border Drive. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. That's in Grand Bay, Alabama. And we start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship, and then at 10 o'clock we have our Sunday school hour, our Bible teaching time for adults in our main sanctuary, and then at 11 o'clock is our worship service. And so if you live anywhere within driving distance of Grand Bay, Alabama, we'd love for you to come be with us. And if you'd like more information about the church, you can find it at this site where you're listening right now here on Sermon Audio, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, again, thank you for listening today. And if you can't be with us tomorrow, you can hear the message on Sermon Audio right here at this site where you're listening now. And it will be available by noon Monday. But listening to a recorded sermon is not the same as being together and enjoying the sweet fellowship of worshiping with God's people and opening His Word together. So I hope you will gather with us tomorrow. And I also hope you'll take time each Saturday to listen as we preview the next day's sermon here on Let's Open God's Word.